Play the game. Everybody play the game of Serpo. Hey, this is Magic. That's M-A-J-I-C coming at you via the AboveTopSecret.com. Oh, you already know who I am. If you made it this far, who are we trying to kid, right? Oh, yeah. So here I am. I'm just jabbering on and on and on about Project Serpo. You know, that's what happens when you get a manic depressive and a microphone together. Oh, yeah. So, in this, in my, you know, Skeptic Overlord mentioned 64-volume set. You know, we're working on it. I'm trying to compete single-handedly with Benevolent Heretic and Relentless on the My Rights versus Your Rights. I'm coming for you, Relentless. I'm coming for you. Oh, so here we are. We got this. I just made a post. So, yeah, here we are. We're on page 244 of the Monster Project Serpo thread. I am Serpo, you know, the monster thread that would not die. Puny earthlings, you cannot stop posting to me. Yeah. Okay, so, you know, one of the things, we have kind of a trial building up here. I just get this freaky vibe about a trial of Bill Ryan in absentia. It's like, oh, man, he keeps talking about Kafka, and, yeah, I think we got to be cautious about that. I mean, you know, it's fun to try different ways of trying to, you know, kind of just digest and break down all this information and try and make some sense of just what the bloody hell has been going on and is going on with Project Serpo and this whole disclosure. And, you know, my caution here is that we watch out, that we, you know, we try not to jump to conclusions, even though we want to. I mean, it's natural for us to just want to know. We just want to get this resolved. We just want to get this over with and move on. Hey, I hear you. You know, I mean, I'm having fun with this, but, you know, I'm feeling the burn too. And I came late to the party. You know, I remember when the Serpo thread first came out, and I think Skeptic had like a first post on the first page. I remember looking at it and I go, yeah, this is nonsense, you know, and I kind of moved on. And then, you know, I came back after this road trip recently, and it's like, woohoo, Serpo, 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 you know, Serpo. and that's another element of all this Serpo madness, Serpiasis, you know, the heartbreak of Serpiasis. And, you know, talking with Benevolent Heretic in the text part of this pod thread, you know, just about this whole, you know, okay, when's your last podcast? Oh, on this? Oh, I can stop any time. I'll tell you when I had enough Serpo. Give me more Serpo. No, I don't need no more. Yeah, no, yeah, Serpo. So anyway, yeah, so that's what I'm doing. I'm wandering the earth looking for evidence to feed off of, because as I pointed out, there ain't no evidence on Serpo, my friends. But one of the things I want to, you know, where I'm at kind of mentally in this process now is looking at all these things that people brought up. Shauna's been pushing, and shout out, Shauna. Remember, Shauna's been pushing, you know, had been pushing and pressing Bill on the issue of Ronzorgs and his relationship with them, and you know, the response from Bill suggested that he thought of that as sort of like a, you know, hey, what does my religion have to do with this sort of thing? And at the time, again, I just kind of came in on that. I thought, well, yeah, what's the deal, Shauna? You know, but as I've been looking more into this and getting a clear understanding of what all this Scientology business is really all about, I can see a number of ways where that might actually be at the heart of uncovering what really is going on with the Serpo mystery. And, you know, maybe not. Maybe this is a false lead. But I don't think any, you know, in the absence of more information coming directly from Bill, I think that it is sensible for those who want to find some kind of closure in Serpo to start looking around. And frankly, you know, there's enough of us, and you obviously have enough spare time that we can pretty much leave no stone unturned. Looking under the Scientology stone, and again, I am by no means an expert on it. And if there's anyone out there that's listening to this who is into Scientology, you know, and by the way, whether you're Scientologist or a Ronzorg kind of person, just like the tech, you know, the Scientology tech, whatever. And by the way, you know, there, Scientology, as best I can tell, is a cult in every legitimate sense of the word. But you know what? So is Christianity, friends. So if you're a Scientologist or a Christian, I'm not going to hold that against you. You know, however, In both cases, it's worth bearing in mind that that can have an influence on what people think and how they approach things. You know, and in this case, it seems quite, I mean, you know, Ron is, or not Ron, oh no, I'm being brainwashed. Bill Ryan is a confirmed Ron's Org guy, okay? So he does do Ron's Org events, and he is therefore, presumably, into the use of Scientology tech, as they call it. And Scientology tech boils down to, and again, this is my take on it, and I'm not an expert on it, and I'm probably wrong. I'm just, this is where my impressions on this are. Scientology tech amounts to a bunch of exercises, programs, routines, and games is a word that's used. There are other words that are used that are designed to clear a person of unwanted influences, you know, spiritual influences, residual memories, personality traits, things like that, and help them achieve higher states of awareness and actual spiritual powers, you know, powers to actually change things in the world, you know, actual, you know, in other words, and in many ways, Scientology seems to resemble, to me, what I think of as the classic schools of the mysteries, where you have a hierarchy of knowledge and you proceed up the hierarchy of knowledge and you're initiated into increasingly more exclusive inner circles and achieving higher ranks, you know, like the Masons and other organizations built along those lines. And Scientology seems to have the same kind of elements to it. In the case of the Ron's Orgs, they are what could be thought of as Protestant schisms from the main Church of Scientology, which could be thought of as Protestants versus the Catholics. And though they have the same underlying doctrines, you know, they have the same prophet, which is L. Ron Hubbard, each schism has its own way of interpreting and applying those doctrines. So that's what I'm seeing in this case. And Bill Ryan appears not only to be involved, but he appears to be heavily involved in these Ron's Org operations. In fact, I'm speculating, but I wouldn't be surprised if his management consultant work is closely related to the tech, if you will, that he uses with Ron's Orgs. And by the way, I'm not knocking that. If that works and it helps, you know, if this kind of approach makes him more effective professionally, well, then more power to him. Hey, man, whatever works. And actually, that's the thing. I mean, I can infer what I want. Without Bill to comment on this, I don't know. Where this becomes, you know, aside from the fact that the doctrine of Scientology is founded heavily on the assumption, if you will, you know, the foundation at the heart of Scientology practice and belief is the influence of the spirits of Thetans, these ancient aliens that were brought to Earth and destroyed here, well, sort of destroyed, I guess. And so because that's so fundamental to the principles of Scientology, it's impossible for me to believe that a person who practices this in any form, whether official Scientology or Ron's Orgs or whatever, doesn't believe in extraterrestrials. And of course, Bill has also referred to his own personal experiences in the Himalayas and with a girlfriend who, you know, was an alien, if I read his account correctly. So, you know, it does cast some reasonable questions about his objectivity about the question of aliens. However, that doesn't mean he's unethical and it doesn't mean he's immoral. Although, again, when we start looking at the Scientology doctrine, Scientology defines ethics and morality in terms that are not necessarily the same as are used by other people of other beliefs. And understanding this is very important when we look at the questions of, well, is Bill being ethical? What some of us might not think is ethical might seem ethical to Bill. So we might have a question where we have to kind of make sure we're on the same page with some of this stuff. See, that's the thing. I think a lot of people see a pattern of evasion and deception with Bill, which, by the way, I'm seeing too. But you know what? I don't know if that's necessarily conscious on his part. He may be operating completely within what he considers to be ethics. And by the way, I don't think they're necessarily going to be all that different from what I would think of as standard ethics. You know, there really isn't such a thing as, I mean, not truly such a thing as standard ethics. And it comes into play here. And the reason it comes into play is because where I might see Bill as being deliberately evasive, Bill might not be seeing it that way. Bill might be seeing it as, no, I'm not being evasive. I'm just being pertinent. I'm just staying on the facts. I'm not getting sidetracked. You know, and he might be offended by questions that we might be asking, and we might be offended by the fact that he's not answering them. And I think that's what's going on here. I really, you know, I'm just having a really hard time believing that Bill is just trying to pull the wool over our eyes. Maybe I'm wrong, though, but that's up for Bill to demonstrate. The theory that I'm looking at now, and I'm just exploring this, I don't know if it applies or not, is the possibility that Bill, because of his status as a active Ron's Org person, may be the target of a discreditation campaign by Scientologists. Okay, may sound wild, right? They've done this before. If you look into the history of Scientology, you know, Operation Freakout's famous, but apparently there are a lot of less famous cases where individuals who were targeted by the Church of Scientology have had, Scientology members set out to, take action on so-called fair game. A term, by the way, that is not officially used by Scientologists anymore, but it still basically explains how they think of this. And you know, the notion is that a person who's fair game has no rights, and you can do whatever you want. And as far as the Church of Scientology is concerned, whatever you do is legal, you know, whatever you can get away with, because that person's fair game because they're suppressive. They're counter-doctrinal, whatever you want to refer to it as. And Bill Ryan, if I'm not mistaken, is as recently as 1992, and quite possibly more recently than that, has been considered this by the main Church of Scientology. He's essentially, you know, an outcast or a renegade, if you will. And I don't know if he's addressed it, but he may very well have also been a member of L. Ron Hubbard's C organization, which would make him, you know, if you look at the timeline that he's given with regards to his education and career, that would have him intimately tied with Scientology. You know, what would that have to do with the truth or fiction of Serpo? Maybe from his perspective, it's not relevant. But what if the people that are feeding information to Bill Ryan are enemies of his, enemies from the Church of Scientology, who are using this as a way to discredit him as a person and as a professional? If that's what's going on, I think that it's important that we know that. Don't you think? If this really isn't about Serpo, and if this isn't even really just about a generic hoax, but is in fact a discreditation campaign targeted at Bill Ryan, I think that it would be good for us to understand as soon as possible what that really means. Now, this may not be the case. I'm just floating this as a hypothesis, but I am finding as I look more and more into this that it's a hypothesis that could have some legs. Again, I know that people are thinking, oh, well, Bill's not answering this, Bill's not answering that. I can think of reasons why Bill would be deceptive that he wouldn't think is evil, you know, and that he could still be right in his mind while behaving in a way that we would think of as deceptive or dishonest. So again, I advise caution about this. I'm going to look into this some more, and if anyone else wants to, I certainly encourage them to do so. This may lead nowhere, but again, without more understanding of why Bill's behaving the way he is, I feel that it's a logical course of action to investigate him, investigate Bill Ryan, try and understand more about Bill Ryan as a person. I got to say, the more I find out about Bill Ryan, the more I tend to respect him as a person. So I think it's important to point out that this is not me trying to get dirt on Bill Ryan. What I'm trying to do is try to understand his role in all this, because I think Bill Ryan's role in all this, knowing that, is going to help us understand what's really going on with Serpo. And with that note in mind, back to reading more of the fascinating and, oh, you think I write long posts? Oh, try reading some Scientology stuff. Oh my God. I don't think I want to do a crash course in it, but I got to tell you, there's a lot of information out there for those who want to find out more about what Bill Ryan's beliefs are in terms of at least the fundamental doctrines. And I do believe that those bear directly on what's going on in this story. So until my next podcast, and who knows when that'll be, right? Be well, friends.